Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending where in the world you are right now as you listen to this podcast. Hello, this is Cal Banyan with another podcast. I am author, writer, and hypnotherapist, developer of the 5-Path Hypnotherapy System and the 7-Path Self-Hypnosis System. Before we get started, let me tell you that these podcasts are sponsored by CalBanyan.com. That's my blog where most of you are getting this podcast. That's where the home of our podcasts is. And also HypnosisCenter.com for information about my classes. And then www.BanyanHypnosisMall for all kinds of hypnosis information, products, training materials from many of the leaders in the field of hypnosis. So for more information about podcasts, books, scripts, CDs, video programs, hypnosis sessions, please visit one of our websites. Here's some news. NGH certification courses are ongoing at our center. Our next one at our center is the NGH approved hypnotherapy certification course. That starts November 6th, 2006. And then we have one in Singapore in December, starting December 4th, 2006. We have a week of power in the UK. That's for people who are already certified in hypnotherapy and want to boost their skills by becoming 5-Path certified and 7-Path certified as well. So that's in the UK, April 2007. Check www.hypnosiscenter.com for details or call our office at 714-258-8380. Again, that's 714-258-8380. And if you want to give us a toll-free call, that's 800-965-3390. Again, toll-free, 800-965-3390. All right, let's see, anything else we want to... Oh, we got a Meet the Pros program. Where the Meet the Pros program is where I interview and provide space in our virtual classroom on the internet for other wonderful trainers to come and do mini seminars. And I'm very excited that tomorrow, this Friday at 5 o'clock, we're going to have Del Hunter Morrow, the one who wrote all those great hypnosis script books, Great Escapes, I think the series is called. So please, if you can make it, what I'd like you to do is call our office and get the password for our virtual classroom. If you missed it, please just go to BanyanHypnosisMall.com and click on the Meet the Pros audio programs, and you can probably listen to a recording of this upcoming live broadcast. All right, topic of today's podcast. Podcast number 14, hypnosis and sports improvement. You know, I'm always looking for new topics that I think would be of interest to you. And one of the ways that I'm doing that right now is I'm scanning through our many hypnosis-related email groups on Yahoo. We have a hypnosis email group for just our graduates, which is the 5-Pathers group, but we also have some that are available for anyone who's interested in hypnosis. Such example is our Talk About Hypnosis group on Yahoo Groups. We have Speedy Inductions on hypnosis email group on Yahoo Groups. We also have Marketing Hypnosis, which is a hypnosis group on Yahoo Groups. So please check those out if you're not already a member. I'm scanning those messages, looking for good questions, as well as questions that you guys send in. So what I'm going to do is I'm first going to read to you the question, which I've greatly paraphrased and reduced down to about a paragraph from a long email, so that you can get an idea what sparked my interest in doing this podcast about hypnosis and sports improvement. Then I'm going to go through about 7 different points that are important in working with sports improvement, and then I will then answer the question. So here's the question. My client, a cheerleader who was good at doing backflips, had a bad landing and is now unwilling to do them unless someone spots her. What should I do to help her out with hypnosis? And now she's, the person who wrote this question said, last session I did direct suggestion and age regression to the symptom producing event. Now, direct suggestion I may call DS, age regression we call AR, and symptom producing event we call SPE, which is different from the ISE, which is the initial sensitizing event. So let me reread that one sentence. Last session, I did DSAR to SPE and taught self-hypnosis for visualization success. Since that session, she has still not done the backflip. Next session, I'm going to continue with five path. Any suggestions? Okay. That's the question I'm going to answer, but first I want to give you some general information that you can use in any sports improvement hypnosis session. Number one, their performance in a sport is a microcosm of their macrocosm. Okay, what do I mean by that? How well they do in their sport is to a much greater or lesser degree a example of how they're doing in their life. In other words, if someone is a golfer and they get upset and easily frustrated on the golf course, they're also doing that in life. If they're a person who is in a sport but really has trouble being consistent in the way they approach their practice or the application of the techniques they use in their sport, then they're probably doing that in their life too. So remember that their performance in a sport is a microcosm of the macrocosm. It's just a small slice of what their entire life looks like. And so it would be very easy for you to talk to your clients as you work with them on the sports of how, as these improvements are being made in their sport, they are going to benefit throughout their life. As they become more calm and in control on the golf course, they are going to find that they become more calm and in control in their life. Also remember, whatever stress makes worse, proper hypnotherapy done in the fashion that I teach can make better. So that's right. Whatever stress makes worse, proper hypnotherapy can make better. So if someone says, can hypnosis help me with fill in the blank? Your answer could be, well, gosh, when you're stressed, Does that situation get worse, or does that symptom get worse, or does that problem get worse? And if they say yes, then you know that properly applied hypnosis techniques is going to make it better. Now, when I say better, I'm not necessarily saying it will completely heal everything, but it will make it better. And this is particularly important in sports, because almost nobody is looking to be the perfect ball player, the perfect golfer. They're happy if they can get more hits, if they can get more runs, if they can take some swings off their score on the golf course. So you can truthfully tell them that if stress makes it worse, then the hypnosis you're going to do with them is going to make them better. It's going to improve their performance. Okay, number two, there is always an emotional component and a cognitive component. This is where Five Path comes in. Okay, you guys out there, even experienced people who, hypnotherapists and hypnotists that work with sports all the time, if you start using Five Path or these powerful techniques that are in Five Path, like age regression, forgiveness therapy, parts mediation therapy, you are going to become one of the very best sports hypnotists in the world, because most sports hypnotists don't go much further than direct suggestion and visualization. Now, the person who is skilled in Five Path has the five phases. Phase one, preparation, testing, and convincing to make sure that we're getting your client hypnotized to the proper level of hypnosis. We've got age regression to cause, where we can undo the cause, be it cognitive or emotional. We've got the forgiveness work that can get rid of anger, and carrying unnecessary anger is always going to cause problems in life. And self-forgiveness, which is phase four, which is going to get rid of anger at the self and guilt. And then also Bypath is the only system of hypnotherapy that has built into it a phase five, which is to deal with parts mediation therapy. So we have someone that's having a problem in their sport, and what we're going to do with Bypath is we're going to hypnotize them. We're going to test them covertly to make sure they're in the proper level of hypnosis, and that'd be at least the threshold of somnambulism or deeper. And then what we're going to do is we're going to do a convincer to show them that they are hypnotized. At that point, we've done the preparation, testing, and convincing, and we can move into the age regression process. Now we say, you know, if there's a feeling inside you you don't like that has everything to do with why you came here today, we bring that feeling up, and then we follow it back through the significant events in their lives so that we can uncover the SSEs, the subsequent sensitizing events. These are the things that reinforce the problem. We can also go back and we hit the SPE, the symptom-producing event. This is where the underlying cause began to manifest itself as a problem in their sport. For example, they might have been kind of a nervous person, you know, all their lives, and then one day on the golf course, someone says, "Gosh, you look really nervous, and I think it's affecting your swing." Now, all of a sudden, that the nervousness they've experienced all their lives now gets attached to their golf in a way that it interferes with their swing, and that'd be like the symptom-producing event. And then we keep going back in time in the regression until we can uncover the ISE, the initial sensitizing event. This is really important for you to get. The cause of the problem almost always occurs before it becomes a significant problem in the person's life. So, as I said in the example of the golfer, here's a person that had always felt kind of nervous, but it wasn't until someone says, "Geez, you look very nervous, and I think it's affecting your golf swing," that it actually began to affect their golf swing in a negative way that was significant enough. That was a symptom-producing event. Okay. What we do then with the age regression is we're going to get rid of the emotions and the cognitions. By cognitive, I mean what you're thinking, okay, that is contributing to the problem. We're going to neutralize that, replace it with a positive insight, and do a segue and say that because you have this insight, because we've reduced this negative emotion, you're now going to be able to, and then you follow it up with direct suggestion. Every session of five path is followed up with direct suggestion. So we say, and now you're going to get, and we give them suggestions for what they came in for. If they want to have a more powerful or smooth golf swing, we say, and so now, because you got rid of this emotion and this harmful way of thinking, you are going to be able to accept these suggestions powerfully. And that is, now when you address the ball, you tell yourself, "My swing is smooth, powerful, and accurate." And every time you address the ball, you tell yourself, "My swing is smooth, powerful, and accurate." And you will be able to hit the ball much more powerfully, much more smoothly, and much more accurately than ever before. And that's an example of a direct suggestion. We can also add benefits. And the benefits would be, and because you accept this suggestion, your golf game is going to improve, your status among your golf playing friends is going to improve. At those days when you go play golf, the whole day is just going to be better. Okay? So that's the age regression component. Then also, we want to do the getting rid of anger and guilt. Because anger and guilt, it's an interesting thing. I hope everyone who's listening to this has read my book, The Secret Language of Feelings. The Secret Language of Feelings is a must-have book for any hypnotherapist that is doing this emotionally based work. Because what we find is that, you know, every sport has a frustration component. Whenever you try to do something the very best you can, and if it isn't 100%, to whatever degree you lack having accomplished it as well as you would like to have been, is going to cause some frustration. And if you have residual anger or guilt inside of you, that feels like frustration. And what will happen is it will exacerbate the normal frustration in any sport. And when you get frustrated like that, it can also bring up feelings of anger and guilt and this kind of thing. And it just, it clouds your attention. It uses up your energy. It tightens up the player's muscles. And it just is a total degradation of the person's ability to play. And so we really want to take our sports people through the forgiveness of others and the forgiveness of self part. And then usually in sports improvement, we don't have to do much phase five. Parts mediation therapy and working with secondary gain just isn't a very big problem unless you're working with children and teenagers. Children and teenagers will sometimes be kind of a passive-aggressive kind of situation where they might resent some of the enthusiasm, let's say, that a parent or guardian has about their performance in a sport. And they may begin to unconsciously or subconsciously begin to do less and less in the sport as a way of getting back at the parent. And in that case, certainly, that would be a secondary gain, and phase five would be the way to do that. Okay, so number three, use five path to clear this emotional and cognitive baggage. You see, most of our people who are involved in a sport, it's like a runner who's doing a cross-country marathon with rocks in his pockets. I mean, it just slows them down. All that negative energy just uses up their own natural energy and keeps it from being available to do well in their sport. Okay, now here's a special key. Number four, do extra age regression. Whenever you have done any phase of the five path series, you want to do something extra. And that is, I guess better than saying age regression, I should say, do extra age progression. Age progression is a component of the age regression process. Age regression, I talk about taking someone back to an earlier time in this life. Age progression is where we take somebody into their probable future. And what we want to do is we want to, and whenever we've made a significant change and we're working with sports, we always want to do as much age progression as we can. I coined this term called pre-vivification. When someone does a true age regression, they go back into the past, they experience revivification, which means to relive. And what we want to do with age progression is to have them pre-live the event. This is so much more powerful than simple visualization. You got to remember that when someone is doing age regression work, they are actually hallucinating being in the past. When we have someone do age progression work, we're having someone hallucinate having those positive experiences, hitting that ball better, doing that gymnastics move better, whatever it is, doing it better or even perfectly. And then what happens, there's tons and tons of scientific research that shows that from the subconscious point of view, it can't tell the difference between a vividly imagined or fantasized experience and a real one. So as they have these age progression experiences where they practice hitting the ball perfectly or doing the backflip perfectly, then what happens is you are programming the subconscious mind, where our habits and beliefs are at, to have the mental expectation of doing very, very well. And what happens? That which the mind expects to happen tends to happen. All right. So always do plenty of age progression. That's really the key to being successful in sports hypnosis. Five, teach your clients to monitor their self-talk. And I gave an example of that. When the golfer goes up to the ball, well, we don't want him to say, oh, I don't want to, hook the shot. I don't want to hook the shot. That's stinking thinking, right? What we want to do is have them saying the words in their mind, or even out loud if appropriate, that they are going to do what they intend to do. So rather than saying, I'm not going to hook this shot, not this time. This time I'm definitely not going to hook that shot. You see, as hypnotists, we know that increases the probability of them hitting the ball in a crooked way. I would ask my clients, how would you like to hit the ball? And the clients, I might have to work with them a little bit because they tend to think in negative terms and then phrase it in a positive way, like smooth, powerful, and accurate. And so we will work with our clients to do that. A really good movie on the subject. Everybody right now is really hot on this movie called The Secret. I encourage everyone listening to this to go to www.thesecret.tv. And there's a really good movie. You can watch it online or you can order the DVD and you can really see how these different experts talk about you need to be thinking right and saying things to yourself in a correct way to get them to really manifest what you want, be it a perfect backflip or some extra money in the bank. All right. Number six, always teach self-hypnosis, i.e. seven-pass self-hypnosis. Yeah, all people who want to do well in a sport should really take the time to learn self-hypnosis. And that way they can practice their sport. They can do some of that age progression work in the privacy of their own mind and really do that mental practice. That it's very important that every person who wants to do well in the sport learn self-hypnosis. Seven-pass self-hypnosis is probably one of the very best examples, because Seven Path has a series of suggestions that the practitioner gives him or herself. The first four really do all that deprogramming that Five Path does. By the way, if someone cannot get to a Five Path hypnotherapist and they want to do well in the sport, the very next best thing they can do is get Seven Path self-hypnosis system. We've got it on CDs, and you can just get the package, and you can get those first five recognitions. The first four recognitions remove all that negative baggage, that stinking thinking. And the fifth recognition is where you learn to give yourself positive suggestions and to do that mental rehearsal in hypnosis. Okay, now that I've laid that down, what I want to do is I want to go back to the question that I talked about at the beginning of this podcast. My client, a cheerleader who was good at doing backflips, had a bad landing a while back and is now unwilling to do them unless someone spots her. What should I do here? Okay, last session I did DSAR and SPE and taught self-hypnosis for visualizing success. Since that session, she has still not done the backflip. I want to proceed by using Five Path. Any suggestions? Okay. What I would do for this client, if she was mine, is I would continue. You know, I take it that you've done phase one, preparation, testing, and convincing. Then your age regression work is not done yet. Because I see that you've taken her to SPE. The SPE in this situation was the bad landing. Now what you want to do is to keep going back and uncover the ISC. Because I'll tell you what, lots of cheerleaders have had bad landings and they get over it and they get back. They practice a little bit with a spotter and then they get over it and they continue to do what they were doing. Something happened in this young lady's life so that she's not getting over it. And that is going to be held in the ISC. So you've got to go back there. You got to be the detective. You got to be the treasure hunter. You go back there, find out what it was, deprogram that ISC, then move forward through the SSEs, and then do the age progression work where she can practice over and over doing that backflip perfectly. Now, if she needs to, she can practice in that age progression work with what? With some spotters, but after she's gotten used to it, then remove one spotter, then remove the other until she's doing it exactly the way she should be doing it, feeling as safe and secure as she ever did doing that backflip. Then you want to go ahead and do that forgiveness work, phase three, because someone did that to her. It was probably revealed in the age regression prior to the SPE and in the ISE. Then you want to do the forgiveness of self work because she was involved in that. For some reason, she picked up that idea and she was more afraid than she needed to do. And then If that does not fix the problem, then what you have to do is say, is there reason here for us to believe that there's secondary gain? Is she getting some kind of benefit out of not doing this backflip? And with the phase 5 parts mediation therapy, we can divide the individual into two parts. One is the self who wants to do the backflip, and then there's the still not wanting to do a backflip without a spotter part. And we're going to mediate through that by finding out what the interests of both parts are, finding a common interest, and coming up with a win-win agreement that will get her what she really wants. Well, that was it. That was a lot of information. What I really like about these podcasts is that I can give you a lot of information really quick. You can listen to it again and again. If you have any questions about this, join one of our Yahoo groups. Just go to www.groups.yahoo.com and do a search for Banyan Hypnosis, and our groups will come up. Or we also have a listing of our Yahoo groups on hypnosiscenter.com. Okay, well, that's it for podcast number 14, Hypnosis and Self for Hypnosis for Sports Improvement. Let me wrap it up. I hope you'll come back for more. I hope you'll visit our websites where you will learn all about our upcoming trainings, especially our NGH hypnotherapy certification trainings with 5 and 7 Path, our Week of Power at the convention and coming up in the UK in April. Love to see you in class. Also, remember that we have the very first ever offered distance learning, live distance learning, hands-on, practical, virtual front row seat and a live classroom training ever offered. I hope you will take advantage of that. You're already kind of a computer person if you're listening to this podcast. It's a great way to save a lot of time, money, and effort by taking the whole course virtually over the internet. It's not a video course. It's not something that's canned or recorded. It puts you in a live course where you can interact with me and all the students. Okay, well, that's it for this podcast. Until next time, this is Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.